gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to a special episode here of Gamer Tag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena. And also we have here Paris Lilly. Paris, I'm wondering if you're sitting on your wonderful, beautiful yellow chair.
You know I am. you know I am. That's why I tweeted it out earlier. I broke out the yellow chair for this review. I felt it was appropriate, even though my other chair is very comfortable. It's been quite the journey the past 3 years with this game. So excited to talk about this expansion.
That's dope. It's dope. So we're going to be reviewing Cyberpunk 2077, like Paris said, the expansion, Phantom Liberty. So we're going to be talking about the game. No spoilers. We're just going to be talking about our experience, what our thoughts and new things there's in the game, all that good stuff. And we'll go from there. But first, head over to GamertagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. Listen to our past episodes. Also, you can find us on any podcast app. All you have to do is search for Gamertag Radio and make sure to subscribe, follow us, and also post your review. Now, if you have questions and comments, which we've been getting emails and voicemails and all that stuff, I'm saving it for a special fan mail edition in the future. Here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, Paris. So I know we got to check out Phantom Liberty back in the summer during Summer Game Fest. Shout out to CD Projekt Red for inviting us and also giving us the opportunity to play the game early, because we've been very, very curious, like, okay, what's this update about? What's this expansion is about? Is it going to be long, short, the new characters? We had like a lot of questions. But now that we finally got to play this game now for the past a couple days now. It's been like over a week and a half, I think.
Like something like that. Yeah, it's been about a week and a half, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So, I've been having a great time with this, man. First of all, it took me a while to get used to, because I was so used to playing Starfield, so it took me a while to you know, go back and remember how to play Cyberpunk. I only got to play this PC version. I haven't tried on the console. I haven't tried on the Steam Deck yet. I don't know if you have or not, but for me, it was 100% PC version for me. How about you?
Yeah, same. I've only played the PC version, so I won't be able to comment on console or anything like that. But yeah, I've put in 36 hours into it. I have completed the Phantom Liberty campaign, and there is the opportunity for a different ending, because it's funny when going back in time. You know, I look, it's been a crazy journey with this game, obviously, you know, taking it all the way back to originally 2018, you know, where you took the video where I walked out of the demo that went viral, and just everything that's happened from that point. Obviously, we joked about the silly chair thing at the beginning, but the game did not launch well. We all know that. That's just a fact at this point. We know it. CD Projekt Red knows it. Everybody knows it. I do give them kudos for sticking with this game the past 3 years. And it's just been an interesting ride watching the various iterations of it leading up to this. I would say since about the 1.5 update, the game's been in a pretty good place. Obviously, this was around the time Cyberpunk Edgerunners came out, built a lot of goodwill for the game and just the Cyberpunk universe. I really had jumped back in and started playing it a lot again, testing out various builds and stuff. But it was so funny, once they announced Phantom Liberty and we knew it was coming this year, I just stopped playing it. So I'd been sitting with waiting to meet Hanako at Embers like forever, because that's like the last thing before the point of no return with the original campaign. But picking it back up now, I didn't even pick up my last save. I picked up something that took me back a little bit so that I could kind of just replay some of the side missions and gigs that I had done in the original campaign and just kind of lead me into Phantom Liberty. And then jumping into Phantom Liberty, I love how it brings you in and you get to basically just respec all your perks right away, because they've completely overhauled the skill tree. And that's probably one, and we've talked, and I talked about this on last episode with Pete, but they just completely overhauled the skill tree. And now it makes more sense. When you go in and you look at it, you get to know where your points are going, and the attributes that you get make sense towards, like, I specced out a net runner. I did this run as a net runner. So I heavily invested into intelligence and tech in that, and just going through that skill tree and the different things that you can select makes a lot of sense. I love that they overhauled the cyberware in this, along with the clothes, like the clothing no longer armor, now is specced in with cyberware. That just makes way more sense than it originally did. Your clothing is more cosmetic now. There's a few attributes that you'll get, and things like, you know, some of your hats and masks and things like that. Like maybe you'll get 7%, you know, reduction in quick hacks or something like that, as an example. But the skill tree overhaul is kind of the biggest thing, and that's the quote unquote Cyberpunk 2.0 of it, that with that patch that you're getting, adding in the relic tree with Phantom Liberty now, and just some of the perks that you'll get with that. So as an example, I spec'd into the mono wire portion of that, and one cool perk of that is I get to assign one of my quick hacks in with my mono wire, so it's almost like I get a free quick hack being able to use that. And I was using a short circuit in that, so anytime I'm going to an enemy, boom, I'm hitting a short circuit thing on them. Not to mention, I also had specced out in my skill tree so that there was a 50% chance that any quick hack I use would spread to other enemies at the same time, right? So it was like I'm doing that, and boom, and I'm just living out my Netrunner fantasy going through Phantom Liberty. Had a lot of fun in that sandbox. I love the new area in Pacifica, Dogtown, that is unlocked now. So you go in there, like, it's great because it's not like the rest of Night City. It's very war torn, if that's the right word that I'm looking for, where it's very distinct when you're in Dogtown compared to the rest of Night City. But, you know, there's gigs that you can do there, side activities, obviously the main campaign, things like that of Phantom Liberty, you know, happens in Dogtown. But I love that district. I love that area. Had a lot of fun exploring that. The vehicle combat that comes out of that. So there's vehicles that you'll get in there. There's some courier missions that you'll be able to do where was it El Capitan, one of the old fixers, will hire you to basically steal cars out of Dogtown and you bring them to another location. There's the airdrops that are in Dogtown where you'll it's like red smoke and you go to it and there'll be some enemies there. You kind of clear that out, and basically the loot that you'll get out of there, there'll be some cool weapons that you can get, some of the perks, other perks and things that you'll get as well. I love the, it's the word I'm looking for here. There's the, I'm being bad on the word here, but basically there's the area of Dogtown where you have like the new weapon vendor there. There's, you know, the vendor where you can pick up, you know, quick hacks, things like that. The town square, I'm being bad with the word on this, but you know what I'm talking about, where you can go there, and that's vastly different than other areas that you would see of in Night City. And these are kind of the illegal cyberware and weapons that you'll get. A lot of Militech stuff is in that area as well. I love the new police system. Talked about this on the last episode, but you know, now the police, it feels more natural now when the police are coming after you. You take it up to 5-star, chaos just happens when that, all that stuff goes down. But it's just overall with Phantom Liberty and now Cyberpunk 2.0, this to me is very close to that original vision when we first saw this game in 2018, when we saw that first demo, where I walked out of there and the whole thing went viral. This is about as close as we're going to get to that obviously, you know, with this expansion. But you can tell there's a lot of lessons learned over the past few years. Like I said before, CD Projekt Red did not give up on this. They continued to iterate on it. They listened to the community. What is it? The 89.7 radio station, The Growl. The community contributed music that comes in there is really dope as well. There's just a lot of things in this sandbox that is Cyberpunk 2077 and Night City now that I can't wait to go back in. I'm going to do different builds, play around in this sandbox, and just have fun. And I'll end it by saying this, and I'll turn it over to you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go on record and say that the PC version of this game with an NVIDIA RTX card using DLSS 3.5 path tracing enabled is the most visually impressive open world game I've ever played.
Hands down.
It is an absolute showcase. Mm-hmm. Being in this world, you just have moments where you just will stop and smell the roses, where you just want to look around. You just want to look around. You just want to look because, like, wow, this is really dope. This is not CGI. This is not, you know, some pre-rendered thing. This is actually in the game, and I'm playing it right now. And that's just how good, which again is credit to CD Projekt Red and the partnership that they've had with NVIDIA over the years, because Cyberpunk has pretty much been a showcase game for NVIDIA as they've rolled out the new RTX cards, along with obviously all the advancements that they've done with DLSS. And now here we are with DLSS 3.5. We'll have more to say about that at a later date. But
yeah.
That coupling in with path tracing, and, you know, some people may remember last year, you know, we had a sponsored thing with NVIDIA on just talking about that, but it's even improved since then. Like, this is what I'm saying. This is such a pretty game to just look at. And now with some of the skill changes that they've done, it's just fun as hell to play too. I lean more towards they've introduced, because part of the issue with it when it came out in 2020, it played more like Grand Theft Auto than it did a CD Projekt Red RPG type of game that obviously we're used to with The Witcher. This is definitely makes it more RPG than just action game. But you can still play it that way if you want to. You can play this however you want. That's the beauty of what they've done with this skill tree overhaul, is you can live out that fantasy as V, as a net runner, you know, as a solo. You want to be a tank, you know, however you want to play it. That skill tree has been simplified, is the wrong word, but it's easier to understand how to properly do your build. If you want to be David from Cyberpunk Edgerunners, you can do that in this game now. That's what they've introduced here, and a lot of fun. I love the finishing moves now that you can have, and you know, in melee combat. Just there's a lot here to really enjoy, and I've really enjoyed my time with it. And like I said, I'm happy that CDPR did not give up on this game, because I think we are truly now at the definitive version of Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah, you know what, I started playing, right, parts, and I did like the update and everything, and I started looking at the game. I'm like, my God, this game looks so good on a PC. Again, I don't know how it looks on console, but my God, the PC version looks amazing. It looks very, very amazing. So, and yeah, like, I love the new location, Dogtown. I remember going there for the first time. It felt real. Right. And it, like, you know, it was very busy, people walking around, you know, and you could hear conversation from other people, similar to like the beginning of the original game. Right. But something about Dogtown that really caught my attention is like, it felt like very illegal. I don't know. Like, you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, no, it 100% is. That's what I mean. A lot of illegal weapons in cyberware you're going to be able to get in Dogtown.
Yeah. It was just good. I just loved in there. But I do want to mention that there, because of the free update, the 2.0 update, there is it's not only one radio station. It's actually three new radio stations and a soundtrack. So one, like you said, is from creators. And the other one is also music from CD Projekt Red. So I know one of them, I know Sasha Gray's in, actually, in one of the radio stations there too. So that was awesome seeing that. Shout out to her. But yeah, like, one thing that I do want to mention, because I know people are going to be comparing to the expansions of like The Witcher and now the first expansion of Cyberpunk. this, because that was one of the things I did brought up to the team back in Summer Game Fest. I'm like, oh, so this is going to be like a very long expansion, like the previous ones, you know, from The Witcher. And they were like, no, this is, yes, they have main quests. They have a lot of side quests. I believe there's like 17 new side quests and other stuff to do in there. New location, skill tree, all this stuff, right? There's a lot of new stuff in there. Oh, also boss fights, which we could talk about that too later. But this, I think, is shorter than The Witcher, but more new stuff in there compared to The Witcher. What'd you think about that? Like, yeah, I think that's how I see it.
Yeah, if you're trying to compare this to Blood and Wine, this is definitely a shorter experience as far as an expansion goes. The way I view this is Phantom Liberty along with 2.0, this is a refinement of Cyberpunk 2077. That's why I said this is more of them truly realizing the vision of what they were trying to make. Again, another example I'll bring with this, if anybody wants to do Phantom Liberty, because Phantom Liberty actually happens in the middle of the story, right? This is more Cowboy Bebop the movie than anything. And for those that may go, what the hell are you talking about? Cowboy Bebop the movie happens almost like it's a prequel in the middle of the anime series, right? Because it was still when, you know, everybody was still together. So that's kind of how you have to look at Phantom Liberty, where it happens actually more towards the back end, but middle-ish of the actual original campaign story for it. So potentially you could complete all of Phantom Liberty and there still will be a lot of stuff in the main campaign that you'll have to complete as well. Cause again, you know, like the point of no return actually happens after Phantom Liberty. So again, this, to me, this is more of them getting their stuff together and getting it right. This, let's put it this way. Anyone that's never played Cyberpunk, they pick this up, they're going to go, what is everybody talking about? Why was everybody talking about issues with the game back in 2020? I don't get it. This is great. Because that's what you're going to say. You're going to go, this is great. Wow, this is a lot of fun. Oh, this is cool. This is cool. But then you start going back and looking at various iterations and get back to what the game was at launch. It's damn near night and day to what it is now. So, like I said, for anyone that has not played in a very long time, or it'll be your first experience going into Night City, I just think this is the definitive version you're going to enjoy. And it isn't so much about you're getting some 20-30 hour experience out of Phantom Liberty. It's more about, you know, you could probably do the Phantom Liberty campaign about 10 hours, about 10, 12 hours, something like that, right? It's more about adding that in and all the quality of life changes that come with it to truly unlock the potential of Cyberpunk. That's how I view it.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the characters. Now, Keanu Reeves is here. Also, Idris, he's here. How was it for you seeing the characters in this game? It didn't, like, sometimes you might see, I'm just saying, like, in other previous games, like, you know, that has nothing to do with this, but sometimes you might see characters that just feel like off, but I didn't feel that at all while playing this. Like, it felt like this was like, it seemed like it was filmed together, like with Keanu and Idris and everything in there. Like I just love the flow with the characters. And we got to see this also during the presentation during Summer Game Fest. I just love the introduction of when you meet his character for the first time. But your thoughts about that, Paris, of just the new characters in the game with the relationship and the conversation and everything too.
No, I mean, I thought it was all great. I think Idris as Solomon Reed was very solid. Circling back real quick to Keanu as Johnny Silverhand, that's the other thing where I look at this as, and I'll even take the voice actress for V as well. I've never played as male V, so I can't comment on that. But you can tell, again, here we are 3 years later, how comfortable they are as these characters now. You can see in the new content, they're really in their bag with this. Mm-hmm. I'll even give a shout out to Steve Blum, who plays Mr. Hands, the fixer for Dogtown. Again, he's legendary. He's the voice of Spike Spiegel, Cowboy Bebop, legendary voice actor. But I mean, he just nails it. Absolutely nails it. I think the voice actress that plays Songbird, who is the netrunner that's a part of this, she's great. President as well. She's fantastic. Again, the cast of talent that they put together. I mean, they just kill it. It's really good. CD Projekt Red has always, I would say, since The Witcher 3, been very good with their production values and having that cinematic feel to their cutscenes. The one thing I will say, compared to some other recent RPGs that I've played, when you interact with an NPC in Cyberpunk, they head track you. They follow you. Or as far as if I move to the left, they're going to turn to the left and continue talking to me. If I go to the right, they're going to turn to the right, as an example, right? They're not just going to stay in one spot and just talk no matter how I move around them. So the production values has always been really good on this. But yeah, and the President Myers, but like I said, just solid cast overall, really good. The new characters that they've introduced, which I will say, That is one bittersweet thing about this, because the new characters that they've introduced in Phantom Liberty, even the villain, and I am blanking on his name right now, Kurt Hansen, who runs Dogtown and his militant group. I want more. I want to see more of them. I want to hear more of their stories. I want to know more about them. That's how good this was. And unfortunately, we're not going to get that anytime soon. If ever, we'll obviously see whatever the sequel, the 2077 is going to look like. But just in this short stint with them in Dogtown and Phantom Liberty, yeah, they were fantastic.
Now, I was going to ask you, because I've never watched the series on Netflix, which I know you recommended me to watch it multiple times. Is there any
references?
References or anything connected
absolutely
to this? Yes,
okay. Absolutely.
Okay. So I have to watch it.
So an easy one is in the skill tree, when you unlock, when you get to a certain level, like I think it's you get your intelligence up to 20 and it unlocks, or is it technology? Either way, once you get the skill tree up to a certain thing, there's a perk in there called Edge Runner, because then that basically allows you to, and I'm doing air quotes, go into cyber psychosis and kind of go beyond what your normal cyberware is capable of. And that's a direct reference, obviously, to Cyberpunk Edge Runners and David. Mm-hmm. But really, the references go back to version 1.5 of Cyberpunk 2077, because a lot of there's weapons, David's jacket, there's other things. Like the cool thing with Cyberpunk Edge Runners, which is why I tell you need to watch it, it is happening in Night City exactly the way it is in the game. So everything that you see in Edge Runners in the anime, you can go to there in the game. It's all there. David's apart. Mm. All that stuff is there, which is just the other cool part about it. And then, yeah, there are direct references and some audio logs, things like that, that call back to Edge Runners, not only just in Phantom Liberty, but in the main game as well.
Yeah. And one last thing, because I know we brought up about the vehicles. Honestly, Paris, like I wasn't one of those people that was using the vehicle a lot with the weapons and all that stuff in there. Like I was just using it as just transportation. That's it. Were you using this a lot? Just,
oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
To fight against enemies and all that stuff.
Oh yeah. 100%. So, yeah. And the one cool thing I was doing is, and again, in the skill tree, there's certain perks you can unlock for vehicle combat in the skill tree. But the one thing I was actually doing, since I was playing as an edge runner, I was using quick hacks on the vehicles. Like there's one where it's called self-destruct. You blow a car up. Or is one where emergency brake, where you can make it, you know, just stop on a dime, things like that. So I was actually using Netrunner abilities and not just the vehicle weapons. But yeah, there's like machine guns, missiles and things that are on the vehicles too. And again, you couple that in with some of the stuff that you'll get in, you know, with police encounters. And then there's mission specific stuff where you'll have vehicle combat as well. And again, depending on the perks that you unlock in the skill tree, there's some cool combinations that you'll be able to pull off doing that. So again, one thing I'll say to anyone listening to this, it requires investment into certain skills to have some of those things, right? If that's not your play style, then you're not going to invest in those. And then those kind of things with the vehicle combat, you're just simply not going to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look, I know that I'm definitely going to recommend people to try this out. I'm going to try it out on the Steam Deck to see how different this game looks using that handheld. But I'm very curious to see how this is going to look on consoles, man, because I know we've been talking a lot about PC, but, you know, overall, I think CD Projekt Red did a phenomenal job with this. The game looks beautiful. Look, you could just go into the game, not do anything, and just sit there and just watch car passing by, people passing by. Like, it just looks amazing, man. And I know there's moments in the game, too, even talking to the characters you get to meet. I was just in my head. I was like, my God, this game looks phenomenal, especially the ultra wide screen too, man. You know, highly recommend it in my opinion. Paris, I know you recommend this for people to try this out. Now, one thing that you could do in this, like, let's say you just started playing this, you could play from the beginning, and then the expansion will unlock later in the game, or you could just skip
and go directly to it. Yeah,
and go directly towards it. You know, mm-hmm. So you have options. You know, so. Like when I first went back to play, because I had a lot of side quests available from the previous game, from like the main game, and then I started playing this. I looked at the list. I'm like, oh my God, that's a lot of stuff I have to do, man. So that's one of the things I'm going to work on, because right now there is a part in the game where it gives you some time for a couple of days before you could continue. With the story of Phantom Liberty, you have to like go back and just do other stuff, just do some side quests, just waste some time there, and then 2 days later, boom, you can go back, or a couple days later, I believe, and you go back to Phantom Liberty, stuff like that. So like, there's a lot of things here to do, man. You know, it's just not 100%. Let me just focus on the story and that's it. Like, there's a lot of things here to do, man. Side quests, main quests. Even from the main game too. So, anything else, Paris, from you?
No, I mean, like I said, it has been quite the journey, honestly, since 2018 with mm-hmm. this game. So, you know, it will continue, obviously, but I almost feel like from the moment I walked out of that meeting room in 2018 to be here now, you know, reviewing the one and only expansion for Cyberpunk 2077 and having mm-hmm. basically just lived in this world the past 3 years playing this game. Again, the roller coaster, the ups, the downs, everything in between with it. It's the friendships that have been made, literally the people I have met around the globe because of this game. It's special. It is definitely special. And you know, it's a moment in time that I definitely won't forget. I'm very appreciative of just the opportunities. And like I said, all the people that I've been able to meet because of this game, you know, obviously the running jokes with the chair and all that stuff. The fact that I had the opportunity to host a launch event for this game during the pandemic back in 2020. I mean, there's just been so many different things with Cyberpunk. I mean, my office to this day, I got Cyberpunk stuff everywhere, and I probably always will, because I enjoy this world. I think this world and the stories in it, this is with V and Johnny and everything. This is only the beginning. Obviously, there's going to be more to be told with it. But I think Phantom Liberty, for anyone that's not giving this game a chance, is a great entry point into the world of Cyberpunk. And I hope people give it a shot. Play it from the beginning. Start to finish, and I think you'll be in for one hell of a ride.
Definitely. And once again, thanks to the whole dev team, CD Projekt Red, for giving us the opportunity, man, to play this before release, man. So, so that's about it. We're gonna wrap it up here, at Gamertag Radio. Again, we had already released two episodes this week, and last week we have two episodes. Actually, this week I have a couple more things, but not on the podcast side, more on the video side. So make sure to follow me on Twitter or...
What's that? Why don't you say what it is?
I can't say what
it is. Why not?
I can't say what it
is. I was the cameraman. That's all I'll say.
No, that's not it.
Oh, it's not? I was going to say look for my thumb.
That's next week.
Look for my thumb.
Yeah. Well, I edited that part out, but that's for next week. That's for next week. But this week, there's an additional content. I think people are going to be very excited. Very, very excited about it. So make sure to check out on my Twitter account or X, whatever you feel comfortable calling it. Just look up Godfrey or YouTube channel, Danny Pena. You're going to see it there sometime this week. And that's about it. We're going to wrap it up here. Thanks for listening. Until next time, we're out.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.